Hi guys, we get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, you know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you wanna look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.
I got my new thing important. I got the Christian Dior. They wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford it. Look what I did with the bag. Look what I did with the bag. I got a thing in the back. And I ain't taking no chat. I got my new thing important. I got the Christian Dior. They wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford
it. Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Unfiltered people. Express Truth Show. Making Thursdays great again. People, if you're in the building right now, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, man. We're back up in the building, people. Don't forget, when you hit that subscribe button, hit that notifications bell as well. Make sure you hit that notifications bell. So anytime something is uploaded, you get the notification, man. Steven, what's going on, man? What are you saying?
Yo, gang, we say making Thursdays great again, never late again. It's the greatest show on earth. Dynamite, you are back in full effect, man. Your favorite podcast. Changing a world one Thursday at a time. All that gas and jazz, man. Talk to me nice, G. What we gotta say?
Yeah, man, in the building, chilling, man. What are you saying?
Same old, lad. Same old. No, no, go on, though, innit? Oh, no, I'm lying. We had bank holiday this week. I know we had, for those in Birmingham, well, no, everywhere, innit? We had mayoral elections just gone and everything there. Few little bits bubbling, but most of the, there's been a few UK local topics, but most of the attention, I feel like, for the last week, 2 weeks, mark, maybe even a month, has been on the international stage in regards to, well, right now, it's the whole Drake, Kendrick, who's winning, da-da-da-da-da.
That beat. What, you've been keeping up with that?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it still. I can't even lie to you.
So what's your verdict then before I jump in there?
My blood, K-Dot, fam.
Okay.
I think K-Dot's murdering the boy, fam. No disrespect to Drizzy, but you know why a lot of people, you know why I feel, and this isn't like I'm being biased because I'm not really a fan of anyone. Like, if a man drop a good tune, I listen to either man, you know what I mean? So I'm not a Drake stan, I'm not a Kendrick stan, yeah? I just appreciate the art form, which is hip hop. But from what I've seen, a lot of people who were saying like, oh, Drake and that, Drake, either Drake stans, like I just said, or they just love the, you know, the jump up, dancey beat, because it wasn't until Kendrick dropped Not Like Us, which is the last one, you know, man's a creep walk into it and all of that stuff.
Where
a lot more people have admitted like, yo, Kendrick got him and that. I'm saying, blood, that just shows me, you man aren't listening, blood, because I watch them and I watch the lyric videos as well. I'm like, you're not catching what man's are saying. You just want to hear bass and treble and all them thing. I want to stamp your foot. The bars are going over your head, man.
Most definitely, because first of all, yeah, let me just say it like this, because you know what, before we got on here, yeah, I was watching Shaka Bars, you know Shaka Bars?
Yeah, big up my man.
Shaka Bars, yeah, my man's serious still with like the linguistics and all that. He knows what he's doing. So I was watching him, first time I've ever heard him speak, you know, and he was like saying, everyone, we got all these problems going on and there are problems going on in the Congo and problems going on over here. He's breaking it down, dropping all facts. And then he's like, well, it's all about Kendrick and Drake. And I'm like, it's true, you know, because even if you go onto your social media and you're not into that, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. There's no way. The only way to get away from like trending topics is not to be on social media.
100%.
That's the only way. From your on social media, Stephen, you're going to see these trending topics. But anyway, Of course, I'm into hip hop, so I've heard the tunes and everything. I remember you were playing me some of the tunes when it was bubbling. But for me, it's literally that war's gone kind of like super personal, innit? Because
yeah.
I thought it was like some lyrical, physical. No, yeah, like some kind of man's are going to see who's the more skilled as far as, you know, just going at each other kind of thing. But these men are talking about youths and man slept with your BM and this writing letter to your mom. And so I'm like, rah. But when it comes down to what's being said, come on, man. Kendrick, is winning it all day long when it comes to what's being said. Drake's obviously the party. He makes party tunes and man's dancing and all them kind of things. But for big man like ourselves and anybody who's serious with any type of intelligence, it's the Kendrick Lamar. All day. It's the Kendrick Lamar.
Family, songs. I think they're trying to allude, not to cut you off, that it's escalated, you know. Because they're saying that Drake's security guard was shot in a drive-by outside his Toronto mansion. You know, the big boy Mazza mansion.
Yeah.
Saying his security guard was shot in a drive-by. I think they're saying it's serious, but I think they were saying it's non-life-threatening. So I'm not trying to say it's come from that, but I don't know, man. So, because a lot of people saw that and said, damn, no wonder J. Cole bowed out, man.
I mean, yeah, hopefully it ain't that, because Kendrick don't seem like that kind of brother. But like you said, it could be anything, man. It could be some copycat business. See what I'm saying? Where somebody's looking and saying, yo, I'm going to turn it up. It could be that. But one good thing that comes out of this, though, Stephen, yeah, is that it brings rap back to American rap. Back to lyricism. Because I'm telling you right now, man, American rap is the worst it's ever been. It's the worst it's ever been, man. Like, subject matter, talent. American rap simply just about now, if a man looks like he's got money, or if a woman can say the most low-down, dirty lyrics, that's what American rap is now. So the one good takeaway from this is it's bringing back actual talent, where a man has to go in the booth and think about what he's saying. You see what I mean? Instead of just going in there and saying, like, all that nonsense, what they've been doing. So that's the positive from this thing, I would say, still. And they're turning it around fast. Like, as you look, there's a tune, like, oh, yeah, Drake's tune. Oh, yeah, Kendrick's answered him. Yeah, Drake's answered. It's moving fast like that.
Thick and fast, bro.
But dominating the airwaves, man.
Family, you can't get away from it, Mark, even just on the back end of the topic. Even on, forget even socials, you know, even YouTube, Mark. So, you know, like, if you even scroll through shorts, I'm getting shorts, and a man's like, oh, my God, Kendrick just dropped, like, what, back from, like, the first diss, then you scroll, I didn't know this, then it's the diss in the middle. I'm like, rah, you man's are milking this for content, innit?
Yeah, because they said that, not sure how true this is, but I've heard a couple people say this, that any tune Kendrick's doing is all royalty free. So, like, he's allowing, yeah, he's letting everyone make money off it and review it and do all of that. Because a couple of little content creators that I kind of watch, yo, they're reacting to every video and doing numbers, 200K, 100K, you know, like, just trying to do it fast. Like, some man are going, I'm not going to lie still, some man are going full retard, I ain't going to lie. You'd never see me do that, not even for a trillion views. I see a man go on mad jumping off sofas and all that. I'm like, rah, I was going to send you, but I ain't even sending this.
Nah, don't send that garbage, man.
Foolishness, man.
Yo, there's bare madness going on. I'm speaking of the States before we slide off. Yo, do you see what I'm going with Big Up Tracks, NYC? You see what I'm going with Tracks?
Yeah, I was trying to watch it today, you know, the MMA fight.
The man was in the ring, piecing up one of them. Blood, you know, I feel bad for Max, because it seems like a genuine cat, you know. But, blood, you see, I don't know what he needs to do. I don't know if he needs to improve his hiring policy or whatever. Because he's always surrounded by snakes, man. I think, since I've been watching, I think that's the third one I've heard of.
Why, that brother he was fighting, was that an employee?
Yeah, man.
People, Stevens on about a YouTuber, Tracks NYC.
Tracks NYC, a jeweler in the Diamond District. Just put him in on YouTube, Instagram, you'll see it all, man. had beef with everyone, goes at everyone, rates man's jewelry, all of that stuff. Previously had beef with Nico from Pride and Pinion, and even they had a boxing match, but they seem cool now. Get me, big up Pride and Pinion as well. But yeah, I rate Max, man. He stands on business, man. Because he's like, nah, I got an issue with him. Now nah, we're jumping. Not even a boxing match, Mark. He jumped in. They jumped in the octagon.
I want a couple rounds. Yeah, you have to rate it.
And then obviously the crowd said it was a draw. So Max was like, all right, love it. Took the 10 bands in it and just threw it into the crowd. You know how Trax does his thing. He's always doing madman giveaways and all of that, man. But what I'm saying, I say that to say this. I'm saying I rate him because he stands on business, as the youths would say. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a disrespect thing, he's old school. He's like, bro, allow it, like, fam, we can just fight in it. Allow all the talking back and forth. But he needs to improve his hiring procedure because he's always seems to, like, his employees are always trying to snake him, man. Like, trying to run off with contacts, trying to do this, trying to do that. Because a lot of people might look and say, yo, my man's built up this crazy. Ah, let me steal the contact of the Monopoly guy and I can build up my own thing. But people don't realize there's no shortcuts in life, you know.
None.
There's no shortcuts in life, man. And some man are out here realizing that now, blood. Because some man are getting locked up for foolishness. You get me?
Yeah, man. I'm seeing what I quite had, Stephen.
Cats getting locked up off the back of YouTube vids and all of that, man.
Yeah, man. I'm seeing it, man. I know we just coming random like that, but I seen a man in. I'm sure. Matter of fact, it was Brom. It was Brom actually.
Oh, God.
There was a brother, yeah, and he was literally dancing with a gun. Just dancing.
What do you mean?
Stephen, I know it sounds mad, you know. This is bro.
What you mean?
A man's just dancing on like Snapchat or something with a gun. I'm watching this thing. I'm like, is this brother mad or something? Because don't you understand that these social medias are monitored? Stephen. In the next slide, yeah, mm-hmm. Fred's licked off his mom's door. Now, man's got, I think they gave him like 6 years or something. It's madness, man. So I'm like, damn. Clearly, this internet's driving people fool.
Facts.
What should I say? Turning people fool. You can't drive a man fool.
I think it's just making people's foolishness visible to a wider audience now. Well, back in the idea, it would have just been probably in bridging and family say, yo, that boy, the fool. And he's probably his bloody next door neighbors. Now the whole world can see it at the press of a button. All you have to do now, Mark, is press upload.
But you see why a man can do things like that, though, Stephen, yeah? And feel like, because imagine the kind of, you got to think about the type of thinking that would go into a man that would believe, you know, that he could put out that type of content. And there would be no ramifications. Like, you got to think how silly a man is to really believe that. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The police ran down on him in less than a few hours, man.
Of course.
At the same property with the same stuff. I'm like, damn, what? Some young guy, man, probably definitely under 21 anyway. But it's mad. It's mad.
Oh, was he under 21? Well, you know what they say. That means his frontal lobe not developed yet, Lord. He don't know what he's doing.
Just bare excuses.
Bare excuses.
That's all it is, bare excuses. But you know what it is, though? It's mad. Because I know I'm taking the conversation back again. Gotcha. But that Kendrick and Drake thing is dominating right now, currently, as we are recording this. But then you know what I seen this morning pop up in my notifications?
Go on.
China hacked some defense system or something in the UK. I'm like, yo, look at these kind of madman headlines that are being broadcast.
Under the rug. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, they're saying China hacked something. So in my head, I'm looking and saying, are we not a part of the real conversation? We meaning we as a community. Are we not a part of the correct conversation here? Because if China hacks something like that, what's the ramifications of that? I mean, obviously, there's no ramifications to them, but meaning, what happens after that? Have you even seen that, first of all?
That's news to me.
There you go. Type that in a Google right now, and you'll see. Bear Sky News.
That's news to everyone, but they can tell you what Drake and Kendrick said.
Exactly. This is what I'm trying to show you. That's why before I'd hear people say, you got to change your algorithm. You got to change your algorithm. It's not even that.
It's not. Yeah, I used to believe that also. It's not that. They just push certain things. They've said it themselves. Just look at the whole TikTok. To be honest, I'm halfway off TikTok. I might even delete it. I don't even go on it no more. I don't like even to scroll. Because they've said it themselves. They said, yo, China, and especially the Chinese youth, they get a whole different TikTok. They know what to pump out, man. All the nonsense comes to us, aka the West. They know what they're doing, man. And when they try to say, oh, algorithm and all of that. Yo, the amount of stuff I get on my algorithm. All right, I'll give you an example, Mark. Yeah, take it back to Instagram for a moment. I'll go through, like, because you know how you can read. There's two. I find, like, on Insta, well, on most of these platforms, but keep it to Instagram. There's two ways to see what your algorithm is, innit? In terms of, like, what's pushed towards you. And that's going on the Explore page, yeah?
Mm.
And scrolling through Reels. Because you'll see, especially Reels, though, because Reels, I find, is really random. Because obviously, I look at a lot of funny stuff in it, so I get random funny videos. But then, blood, I'm getting random. I've been getting a couple this week. I'm getting random, so quote-unquote, fashion videos where man with painted nails, batty man, I wear a crop top. I talk about, oh, when you grow up, you realize crop top just aren't forget. Fireborn them, man. And then you have next man. Oh, yeah, drip. This is drip. Man's in beanie. He's wearing his girlfriend's pearls, cardigan, coat, skirt. Fam. And then, man, but you know what's annoying me? They're all trying to push it as it's fashion. Blood, just say you like, just say you're androgynous, blood. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
That's like, that's back in the day stuff. That was like Prince and them, man. You know them men kind of dress kind of effeminate like that.
Yeah.
It's called androgynous. That's what it's called. Not for you, man, of that, blood, if you're not full on gay. Just admit it, though. But what I'm saying is, stop trying to make these. I don't care what they're doing in Milan. I don't care what they're doing in Paris. I don't care what they're doing in London. I don't care what they're doing on Fashion Week. Stop trying to push these fruit-a-la bag of Skittles fashion on people, because it don't look good. Don't tell me, nah, but blood. Oh, Balenciaga's the worst. Missy idiot people are trying to run around in a Balenciaga now. You know the latest piece of rubbish they have from Balenciaga? You know they've got a towel skirt, Mark.
Yeah, they can do what they want, because
which
I remember
is either 6 bills or 8 bills.
What happened to that movement with Balenciaga? I know you're not pinpointing that, but remember the movement they were saying, oh, they put out these images. You're actually seeing the same people that were outraged wearing it again. Wearing the same thing again.
Bible facts.
So this is what I'm trying to say, man. Like, you can't follow nothing that really goes on social media. And yeah, you're talking facts, because even the other day, I seen a video, yeah, of a Chinese primary school.
Mm-hmm.
They were teaching them about grass, like gardening grass, and certain, they were doing little other things like lifting up things and putting together little flat pack things and all that. And I'm looking, I'm saying, rah, look at the difference.
Thanks.
Look at the difference. Whereas now, a lot of the people here now, they're looking for excuses for these children. They're looking for excuses when they don't reach certain milestones. They're looking for ways of, you know,
blaming somebody else.
Whereas these youths, I was looking for the video because I was really going to try and play it, but I can't find it. We'll post it on the Express Truth Instagram. So people, follow the Express Truth Instagram at Express Truth Show. As soon as I find that, we're gonna post it. But they're doing like adult things or things that are prepping them on that journey. So I'm like, no way. And then that makes me wonder, you know, why are America so insistent on banning TikTok? In terms of that, why they're so insistent? Because let's keep it real, TikTok has taught a lot of people a lot of things. Like, you can just type in something, how to unblock my kitchen sink, how to do this. I know you can do it on YouTube as well, but a lot of these are in short formats.
Facts.
So you got to think, they're looking now and saying, right. And plus, on top of that, look how much people that have made a living off that platform, that have been able to do something on there and change their whole life. So you got to think, why are they so insistent? And they can turn around and say, oh, well, the Chinese have got secret spies or whatever. So what about all them iPhones that they're producing and everything? Every single thing says made in China. Probably this mic we're chatting into right now says it.
Made in China via Africa, because they usually have to take the components out of the ground, but go on.
That's what that Shaka Bars brother was saying still. He was saying that Congo, all the minerals and whatnot to make smartphones, yeah, come from the Congo. That's what he was saying.
Which is facts.
Yeah, man. He was saying literally like, but he was saying it's chaos over there. Like it, when you listen to how he's breaking it down, he's basically saying there's a bag of misplaced people, bare death, bare madness that's going on over there. Just dropping it like that, man. I'm like, damn. I'm listening to it, but like I said, I know kind of an idea what's going on in Congo, but my man's more kind of, he words it better and explains it in a way that's easy to understand. You know, like someone would just come on and just beat around the bush. That's where the connection's lost, you know. Because a lot of these, man, they don't know how to present their information. They come and just beat around the bush, and make it about accolades instead of what the actual issue is. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's mental, man. But, yeah, same thing with, like I'm saying. So how they're trying to ban TikTok, you got to say to yourself, it can't be based off of because the Chinese can infiltrate their thing, because they've got a million ways to infiltrate their thing then.
Yeah, Mark, like you just said, they're saying that it was 270,000 service personnel's data that has been exposed in the Chinese hack, you know.
No way. Ah, so you're reading that while we're talking?
Yeah, you know me, Captain Multitest,
yeah. Yeah, man. I told you. That was the first thing that come to my phone this morning.
But my more concerned with, I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you spell. I hate the way you smell.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to hear, you know. Bars.
Yeah, man.
Hackers access payroll information of serving members, reservists, and veterans during attack on system operated by external contractor. Oh, so they've hit... Fam, see, this is serious, you know. Well, people won't care because they're like, oh, it don't affect me. But if they can lick the Ministry of Defense and gain payroll information, including names, bank details, and some addresses of serving personnel, reservists, and veterans in the data breach. Come on, man. What can't they do?
Yeah, well, they might be the most... When you really think about it, let's talk about this thing. When it comes to, like, a technological advanced nation, would you say China's the leading nation? It has to be, isn't it?
It's between China and Japan.
Definitely.
It's definitely in Asia. Let's just pull it there.
You got to think about the kind of tech they've got access to, you know. Meaning, like, what type of access, what type of things they're doing. Because, like I told you, Stephen, I was completely shocked. Like, they've got their own ecosystem of cars, you know. Like,
yeah,
all cars that ain't here, that you can't even get here like that. And even if you try to get it here, they'd probably try and charge you 3 times for it. Whereas a man in China's driving that normal, autonomous driving, full pan roof. I'm looking, I'm saying, rah, brands that you ain't never heard of. Just because you're seeing like Toyota, and I know Honda's Japan, but Honda, Toyota, all these different brands coming from those two countries, yeah? They have a lot of cars that just stay there, where they're just like, they'll make like an electric Range Rover, but this electric Range Rover now can't be stolen, meaning like it's got a built-in ghost, it's got built-in this, built-in that, whereas the one here don't have them things. So you have to look at it, they're already pushing certain things, like just look what they've done with Midland's Garage. Enough man don't even know about that. Ask your granddad, man. Look what they've done with Midland's Garage. You know what Midland's Garage is, Stephen? Are you too young for that one?
I might be too young.
The MGs, the them cars, the MGs.
Oh, is that what it stands for? I know what MGs are. I just didn't know what it stood for, you know.
Midland's Garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's a West Midland company. Originally, but the Chinese come in and look how they've just
MG Rover, innit?
You see them everywhere now because they've just made them electric. They've made a bag of them electric and just threw a bag of features on them, made them affordable, and you're just seeing them everywhere now.
Hi, guys. get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, let me know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags. Click the link in the bio.
Like every corner you go to, like every time you hit the road, you see a bag of them, but that's, and imagine that, that's not even a bad boy Chinese manufacturing group that took on that company. So just think what a bad boy manufacturing group can do. Where all the parts are homegrown and it's crazy, Stephen, man. But I know you've actually been there, though, and seen certain things for yourself.
Yeah, China's different, man.
Where did you go? Shanghai?
I was in Shanghai. I was in Hangzhou. Man, I need to circle the block. Man, I need to spin the block, though, still.
Is Shanghai just bare? I know my parents have been with just bare buildings.
Yeah. Shanghai's built up, man.
Like a different level of New York kind of vibe.
Yeah. But this is going back a couple of years, so I can only imagine how mad it is now. It's probably been built up in that short span. I don't believe it's even been 10 years. Yeah. Since I was there, but it's I can only imagine how it is now. But Kate, you're talking about Bill. Watch when we go. Watch when man's land Japanji. The whole anime, you get me? Mad too.
Yeah, Japan looks crazy as well. Cause I was looking at a brother was filming on. He was filming on a GoPro. Like he's driving on like this highway in Tokyo, and it was late at night, so the highway looked clear. Mm-hmm. And the place just look mad futuristic, you know, like a bag of and I'm not talking like how you see Dubai, you know, like different Dubai, to man. That. Different to that. I was looking at their airport plans, though, talking about Dubai.
Yeah, fam, I'm out. Fam, I ain't even been to Dubai and I'm over Dubai, blood. Dubai's not for me, you know. You'll see me there still for other reasons. For other reasons than you people go. I'm not going to be there to fake flex or sneaky party. You'll see why mans are there still. But it's just some Dubai. It's not. I know you've been several times, G, but how do you feel about Dubai now? It's not for me, you know, Blair.
Dubai, you know what it is, yeah? I think it, they've definitely been successful in what they planned in terms of turning.
Of course.
They've definitely been successful in that. As far as what I personally think, it's close, isn't it? Like, all right, let me talk as it through the lens of a Brommy, yeah? You can go there from Birmingham Airport direct. So you can go Birmingham Airport, jump on direct, yeah? That's a good part. That's a good thing about Dubai. And you can land back in Birmingham Airport same way. That's the number one thing. B, the food there is good. A lot of hotels. The beach side of it ain't that serious, but you can get some beach activity. You see what I'm saying? It's more like a, you remember like, you know, like when we go Jamaica and you'll go like Rio and then we'll be like, ah, this is like a manufactured thing. Imagine right. That, Stephen, but a whole place.
Fam, that's why it doesn't appeal to me. I don't like, you know me, I don't like fake stuff, G. I don't want to go and sit there. I'm not a man, even if it's a country I've never been to, I'm not a man who wants to just sit in resort and all of that. I want to go out and touch the people, no diddy, you get me?
Facts.
So I'm not into all of that, man. I'm not into the manufacturing. But look what happened now, man, with the floods and that. You know, I've heard certain people saying with the floods, people said that was God watching, G. I said, nah, you're not going to come with the artificial thing now. You've been going in too much and flood up the place, man. That's not me saying that. That's what people have said. People have said that to me too, man. My mum was saying that to me yesterday, to be fair.
You know what it is? There's a few things. I've heard a few things. So look, just to make this clear, I'm going to say what I've heard. And when I say what I've heard, where multiple people have said the same thing, so they've said, boom, it was God, true. They didn't really back their brothers. You see what I'm saying? So I've heard people say that. Then I've heard people say, true, the cloud seeding thing, the Most High swooped in and said, yo, flood out their thing just so they know they can't control nothing in the sky. I've heard that. And then I've heard, as you know, it's a makeshift place, isn't it? Like, you know, yeah, all them islands that you see over there? Them are all fake, you know?
Minora.
Like, they're not real islands of Earth. So I personally couldn't be sitting down like that, knowing that, yo, this ain't even how God intended this thing to be, you know? Because that could end up looking like the day after tomorrow, you know?
Family, look at the thing flood up, fam. Me I look online, me say, rah, I saw the flood in Venice, and then I look and the woman say, no, this is my house in Dubai. Me say, rah, Dubai? I didn't even know it rained over there.
Yeah, man, they said it's the highest insurance payout, yeah, in decades. Because remember all them Ferraris, water went straight into them, all them big boy G.
Done, bro.
Yeah, man, it went crazy. It was mad. But like I said, they get a lot of promos still, Dubai. Like a lot of free promo.
All right, Mark, even for, sorry to cut you off, K. Yeah, cool. Even like we've just said, I said, yo, I don't have any direct interest in going. You know how much stuff gets pushed to my feed? On the gram, on YouTube. Oh, visit Dubai. If you come to Dubai, this and that. I'm not interested in Dubai, fam. Not everyone wants to go there, man. And that's okay.
Yeah, facts. They do push it hard, though. They do. They do push it hard. They push it in a way like, it's like an Instagrammer's dream,
wet
innit?
Dream.
Where like there's so much Instagrammers that take pictures there and do all of that. So the promo that place gets, that's what I said. That's what I was saying to you. Imagine if that same promo went into certain African countries. See what I'm saying? That like that same level of promo, but in somewhere like Dubai, all you hear about is, oh, you should come to Dubai for this. Oh, you should come to Dubai for that. That's all you hear. And that was the purpose. That's why they built it up the way they built it up. I remember when we were saying these things, a man is saying, I remember one comment, you know, when I was talking about Saudi a couple of years back. And I remember one comment from that. Then he's like, oh, you're always talking like you got the inside scoop. It's not no inside scoop. Of course, it's not no inside scoop because I don't know no politicians or nothing in Dubai or in the Middle East. I'm showing, man, that from the West are pushing the electrical cars.
Mm-hmm.
As you're seeing right now, people, when you hit the road, whether you like it or not, look at a man's license plate. You see the little green strip.
Green.
The reason why that's happening is because that's the direction that cars are going. Whether a man likes it or not, because I've heard certain men say, yo, I'm not even in no rush to change. It doesn't matter if you're in a rush to change or not. Because can't look out, right? There was a lot of men that weren't in a rush to change when they changed it from horse to car. A lot of men would say, I ain't getting rid of my horse and carriage. You see any horse and carriage going around here now? That's how the world works. So what I'm trying to explain is there's going to be a reduced need for the oil that they live on. And the reason for that is because a lot of nations are fed up of the power and the spending power that a lot of them countries have. So now they've accelerated certain things. So now you're seeing, drive around your zone, now you're seeing a lot more things that are changing. And one of those things are electrical vehicles, and you're seeing them heavy.
Just to add on to that, yeah, Audi, which is owned by Volkswagen, had stated 20 new models by 2026, with 10 of those being EVs. Now it will put its focus on new internal combustion and plug-in hybrid models, with some electric ones in there. But the timing will be flexible as when that will happen. Because I heard about this. This come up. It's funny you're talking about EVs because that popped up on my feed like today or a couple of days ago. Saying like Audi was going to be like, yo, we're going crazy, full electric and all that. But they'll hit pause on it, fam. I don't know. I'm not saying like, oh, this is the beginning of the end. I'm just saying it's rather interesting. And the fact that we're talking about EVs is just.
Oh, they've hit pause on their EV lineup.
Yeah, like I think they were going for like a very ambitious rollout, but like I just read there, they're saying they're switching back to combustion and plug-in hybrids and some EVs. So they're still doing them, but they're trying to claim like, oh, we don't want to burden our factories and all of this too much. But you never know.
Now they're gonna push it out because remember they said it was meant to be by 2040, but then they shaved off 5 years and said 2035.
35.
We're in 2024 now. So 11 years, and remember this, you know, 2014 don't feel that long ago. You asked the wrong person. You asked the right person, should I say. Like, I can remember 2013. So what I'm trying to show, man, is this 11 years from now, they're saying that they're rolling out non-stop electric. And remember what they'll do, how they'll get rid of brothers who say, oh, I ain't switching. How they'll get rid of you, they'll make it damn near impossible to run it unless your name's David Beckham. So your MOT, your tax, all of that, they're going to put it sky high because that's how they'll force people to move over. There's way too many cars on the road in Britain. Let's keep it real. So they're going to take time, change it off. And if you think about it, a lot of these car companies, like I only heard the other day, that they're discontinuing the A-Class. There's going to be no such thing as an A-Class in 5 years.
I swear.
Yeah, man, because remember, now these companies are looking at the best way to produce electric vehicles. Remember, these cars, and I'm not the biggest mechanical guy or nothing like that, but these cars have been built with a view to be in a petrol engine or a diesel engine. So now that they are moving towards a full lineup of EVs, you notice the EV, that it can go in the front. You see what I'm saying? The battery can go in the front. The battery can go, you see what I mean? You can put it in different places. So there's some man who's got an electric car where the front's the boot and the thing's in the back, or the battery's in the front. There's some of them where the battery's in the back, in the, you know, the piece at the back, and the floor's all flat because you don't need that bump. You know, that traditional bump what you got in the back of the car? Because it's electric. So now you're seeing them changing off their models, man. You're seeing them changing off their models and getting ready for the new lineup. And that's why you see in places like Saudi, Dubai and all of that, they've just accelerated their commercial value. That's all they've did. So they've made it where if you go back 20 years, a man weren't going to Dubai on holiday. I'm not saying people didn't go, but it wasn't to the this level prestige. Right now. Yeah. Where it's at now, they had a view, they had a goal in mind, which is why they put all of the KFC, Tim Horton, Krispy Kreme donuts.
Westerners feel good.
Yeah, so the Westerners can come and they can see all of these fast food brands and all of these things. That's why they've done all of that. And that's why they're doing what you're seeing, what they're doing with boxing, WWE, golf, F1. That's being done because that's what Westerners want.
Yeah, they don't want to be known as the hub for everything, man.
Yeah, man, but that's what Westerners want. They want sports and they want commercial brands.
Oh.
And that's what they're getting in the Middle East. That's what they're getting.
Why, Buffer?
They're getting a lot of sports and a lot of commercial brands. And then when they need to tip the scale a little more, they'll say, okay, let's put a Disney World here. So you see, it's all things that don't even really bring no value to the world.
At all. It's the world we're living right now, man. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy in the dunya, man.
Yeah, man. I like how that you think about it. At one point, the Americans were dominating social media. So they dominated Facebook, Instagram. I know, obviously, Instagram's with Facebook now, but originally...
It's all one in the... Yeah, originally, YouTube. Yeah.
Now the Chinese, are you clocking? They're rolling out little social media platforms, TikTok. Look what how big they're
rolling out.
They got a picture thing as well that it ain't licked over here yet, but they got a picture thing, like an Instagram kind of vibe.
You know, Mark, they can easily get the Western market, just like they did with TikTok. All it has to be is like, so-and-so blew up or so-and-so's making money. That's what I have to do, you know. You know, once people start making a bit of change or blowing up. Because forget even the monetary side of it. Because in this generation, everyone wants clout in it. Everyone wants to be known. So once people start blowing up off said app, everyone will be downloading it and trying to go viral and trying to do this and trying to do that. Watch. That's all it takes. It just takes one, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And remember, once they're putting the power, once they're giving the people the power, so you go on TikTok, Stephen, even if we was to go on there right now, there's a million man live on there right now. Right now, live. Look, you know how much megabytes, you know how much storage that requires.
Facts.
But you got to remember, you're at the hub. The Chinese are the hub for that kind of hardware. So they can run certain things faster, at a faster speed than a lot of the Western companies. So You're seeing TikTok. You're going to... You wait till they come with a video streaming site or something. Trust me, because at one point...
Yeah, remember, when they're ready to rival YouTube, it'll be a wrap.
Yeah, once they roll that out, because remember how they do things over there. I don't know if you remember it when you was there, but you can't access no Western things over there. You can't even get WhatsApp.
No, you can't. You can't.
Now, okay, what do you think the purpose for that is?
Because they got their own things.
Yeah, that's mad. So they've got their own kind of version of WhatsApp.
The pollution of the West over there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think South Korea's even worse, yeah.
Where you can't have no Western kind of things over there.
You can't even have the same trim as Kim Jong-un or Ul or Il or whatever. Even if you wanted to. I'm not saying you want to. But you know, if you wanted to get, oh, yo, I rate my man heavy, you know, he's the best president ever, whatever. I need his trim. You know, you can't even get his haircut.
Oh, you mean North Korea?
North, sorry, I always mix
up. North, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's some, but ain't that, well, you see, even me, look what I'm about to say. And I don't know it to be fact. But I'm about to say, like, ain't that meant to be some, like, dictatorship kind of thing?
That's the perception, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was watching one video about that hotel that they built over there. And they're saying that it's all for ego. You know, like, my man would just say, like, do this or do that all for ego. But again, who's telling the story? We don't know. It might not be nothing like that over there.
Even if it's true, once you get to that level, there's always a sense of ego in everything, man. Look at Elon, for example. He's like, oh, I want to go to the moon and Mars and all of that. You think that's genuinely just for the benefit of the rich humankind? It's his ego, fam. So he can put his nuts on it and be like, yeah, look at this shit I did first. You know, see, all the rich white boy, them I try to run guy SPS. Something like that happen, you know. Men in black are come, bro.
Yeah, they can keep playing with that stuff, man. They never. You never seen what happened to them when they went down in the in that submarine.
Yeah.
Because really, even that was mad, you know. Like, the fact that a man thought that that could really go on and you'd come out unscathed.
You know, the saddest part of that is his son in it, he was like 19 or something. He didn't want to go, blood.
But my man said, like, come roll with me.
Yeah, he got pressured by his pops and him dead, fam. And the death was, I don't even know if you'd say it was horrible. A doctor, a medical expert was breaking it down. He said it was instantaneous.
Yeah, they wouldn't have felt nothing, fam. By the time it happened, yeah, it happened that fast. So that thing imploded that fast that by the time it happened, the signal to your brain wouldn't have even let you know what's going on. The scariest part about that submarine, though, is that for about 40 seconds before it imploded, they knew it was going to implode. So for about 40 seconds, they knew, yo, what's coming? And you got to remember, down there would have been pitch black. Yeah, so pitch black. And you're sitting down and you just know to yourself, yo, it's over. And you're just waiting. And then it would have just imploded quick time. But the fact that a man thought he'd really be down there looking at any type of Titanic wreckage or anything is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's mental. It's mental, actually. But yeah, I see them keep talking about they're going Mars. They're going... Like, they're looking at this planet, they're looking at that planet, and I'm like, what are these folks talking about? None of that's ever going to go on, ever. You'll never be able to. Science has proven that a man can never travel at the speed of light. Never. Now, people think, see, and say, oh, one day we will. Now you won't, because the human body can't travel at the speed of light. It just cannot. It's just too fast. And even at the speed of light,
you're not reaching nowhere.
You're not reaching nowhere. So you got to think, even if there was a man-made object, some sort of drone that had a battery that never died and could fly into space, it would still take how much, hundreds of thousands of years to get anywhere? So I don't even know what these folks are talking about.
Them weren't if you start watch movie, you know. And I keep saying it, I'm saying, all jokes aside, why are you so invested in space? Because Elon said it all the time. Oh, all we need is a strip of desert, like 100 miles of desert, blah, 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 and set up solar panels. He's like, oh, that could power like the whole of North America or whatever, whatever. I'm saying, blood, there's so much minds with the means and it looks like on the surface, the intelligence to solve the problem. Why don't you fix what's going on here? Why are you worrying about, oh, let's terraform Mars and thinks what's going on here. Forget Mars, because let's say we could get there, Mark. You're just going to go there and fuck up another planet, G. You're going to keep planet hopping like some of these alien invaders you see in movies.
Yeah, they're watching Star Wars and that. They're watching Star Wars and that. Let's think about it. When they make them films, you know, think about all them films like Star Wars, Star Trek, big cult following, Interstellar, big boy cult following, because really that's what they'd love to do, you know. They'd love to really be able to take up the elite and go and live somewhere, but it's just not going to go on. No matter how much they change the physics and the nature of man on Earth, you ain't going to go nowhere else and do that. Because the facts are, each one of the planets, yeah, and I know we ain't turning it into a science lesson, but where we are right now is the perfect environment to live in. They call it the habitable zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're living in within that zone. If you try and go to another spot, it might be too hot. It might be too cold.
No ozone layer. No ozone layer. You're too close to the sun. You're too far from the sun.
Yeah, man. There you go. So from you know to yourself, yo, on this planet where you are right now, you can't get to the bottom of the sea. No matter what man does, there's no man-made object that can get to the bottom of it. And man can't get to the bottom of it.
Mark, that's Bible facts. I was saying to you, Managa Spears, Managa down in the ocean, I look for Nemo, Aquaman, or the little mermaid. For what? Managa up, so go try find K and J and all them, man. No, sir. Man, I look for no blood class spaceport. Man, I don't know none of that, man. My whole thing I don't get is, why is the obsession? I could semi-understand, you know. Let's say you've done everything on this planet. So, we've cured world hunger. We've cured all disease. Fixed the ozone layer. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Invented everything. You know what I'm trying to say, Mark? Let's say, tick off everything on Earth to-do list. You're not even half the way down, blood. What's the last thing you really see them invent, blood? Like new technology, not improve upon. What's the last thing that you can think of that within probably the last decade has been invented? That's revolutionary. And I'm asking the people at home as well. I don't mean like something like, oh, we improved upon it. So I don't mean like, oh, cars are electric now. That's just an improve. It's not a... Apparently that's old school thing anyway, but apparently that EV cars was back in the days and all of that. From a lot of these things, it's recycled technology anyway, blood. Because they say, oh, the Mayans had this, and oh, they had running water back in the day. They had, you know what I'm trying to say? They had aqueducts, and a lot of it's just recycled technology anyway, blood. Where them invent?
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing in the last 10 years. It's like you said, they've just improved things that was already there.
Come on, man. Back to the Future. 2015, come and gone. When we hoverboard there? When we flying car there? That's clear, fam. You come out with them little bullshit hoverboard with the two wheels that everyone used to drop off. Go suck yourself with them, man.
Yeah, I remember them. And then it was the electric scooters for a little while, innit?
Yeah, people are kind of dropped off it now.
It's because they made them road illegal. So, you know, like you could be on one before and you're jumping the road and zip round. They've made it where if you do that, you get in trouble. So if, let's say police, so you do that. Because remember, man were mapping them and all of that, you know.
Facts.
Man was mapping them and all kind of things.
Bible facts.
So yeah, man, it don't even make sense.
Man's going crazy with them still. Leave them to it, man.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a whole phase. Because remember, you had like a load of people on Instagram saying, oh, I've got the proper ones and all that. You remember?
Yeah, buy them from me. You know, buy from my blood clot, nobody. Go suck yourself.
Yeah, and then just tie it down real fast.
Extremely fast.
And then it was the electric bikes. I know the electric bikes, they're a big thing, though.
Yo, man, I teethed them for joke.
Them electric
bikes?
You know
what? Quite. Man's robbed them, blood. Like, when they're chained up and that, man's robbed them. I saw a geezer rob one the other day online. He didn't even saw the thing. You have the bollards that are clamped down and you chain your bike to it. He just got a monkey wrench and untwisted the middle blood till the middle piece came out and then slid the bike chain over it and was gone with the man's bike. The bike chain was actually still locked onto the bike.
That's crazy.
That's some geezer was filming. I hear twats in the comments. Why are you filming? Why didn't you stop him? So me, if he gets stabbed up for next man bike.
Yeah, man. Keep it real. Because to them folks that say that, you got to think to yourself, if a man's willing to do something like that broad day, bare face.
And he's filming probably, him.
Yeah, and you're filming him. He's willing to do all the madness, innit? In today's world,
but I hate those things. I'm not saying, oh yeah, everyone should film it. If you want to do something, phone the police. But I hate them ones when people say, oh, why? Oh, if I was there, I'd jump in and all of that. Speaking of viral videos, Kate, big shout out to admin. The admin, the admin posted one the other day. Did you manage to watch it?
Yeah, man. Great minds think alike, because I did want to touch show that. Break down while ground, Steven.
All right, there's a camera. Someone's just filming, yeah? So it's like a man's in the corner, cranked against the door on a London Underground train. There's a black individual, and with his back to us, he's got a hoodie on and everything. Then there's some white geezer ranting and raving, and da 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 da. And he says, nigga. And the mom's like, huh? Who you talking to? Say that again. The white man proceeds to say, nigga, 300 times. What it felt like to me. Then my man said, oh, you're not even worth it. And he goes, say that to me again. He said, okay, nigga. And then my man said, oh, you're not worth it. Then my man goes, say it again. He says, okay, nigga. Then my man put down him coffee and stepped to him, and everyone jumped up. Whoa. But my whole thing was, I was saying, you see how we're treated though, Mark. And what I mean by that is, I feel like if that was another race of people, someone else would have intervened, you know. Meaning, like, they would have spoke up, they would have said something. I'm not saying it would have got physical. But my man was called a nigga. I swear it was 2,500 times in the little 1 minute, 2 minute video. And no one batted an eyelid, you know. It wasn't until he stepped. I'm not saying he was doing the right thing or the wrong thing, but it wasn't until he stepped to the aggressor to address the issue. Everyone jumping. Oh, it's not even worth it, mate. Don't do it. You know what I'm trying to say? So, it's a rock and a hard place. So, is that a reflection of society? So society, even though that is considered a hate crime, society is all right with us being shit on, spat on, abused. But from you defend yourself, you're the issue. Because I guarantee if he would have slapped him and knocked him out, feds are coming for him, you know. They don't even want to know the backstory.
Yeah, facts. Because that's why I commented on that post. Because I said, the dude's not worth it. Who was using the word. He's not worth it. Like, let's say you switch on him now and you put hands and feet on him, which if a man did do that, I couldn't really cost the man.
Yeah, because, I can't really argue against
You can't argue because the facts are, you know how hard it is. You know what level of, I don't even want to say the word maturity, but you know what level of peace you've got to reach to be able to walk away from something like that. Most of us ain't there. Let's keep it real. So, and that kind of public violation, I even said to you, I say it, Ross, Steven, I said it like, yo, probably if I seen the phone, recording, I'd probably have to turn up just to know that you can't violate man like that. But at the same time, walking away is the right thing to do. But what made that brother look soft was the man saying, say it again. The man says it and then you're putting drink down and all that. If it's a switching thing, switch.
Switch.
There's no build up to that. If the man's violated energy, there's no talking. Because I'm telling you straight.
In his face or something.
I'm telling you straight previously in my journey. If it's that, it's just that. We don't need to build up on it. And this ain't no pay-per-view event. From the violations happening, tempers are flaring. There's no need to talk about, yo, say it again. Yo, you've already violated and it's going off. But he did do the right thing, though. He did do the right thing. But I don't think he was going to do nothing anyway. But I'm saying
he
done the right thing in not doing nothing. But I feel like it made it look worse by saying, yo, say it again. And then you're putting down your drink and all that. There's no need. There's no talking.
Yeah, it made him look soft.
But I told you there's a lot of drawouts like that right now. Like you see certain public spaces and you're on a train or you're on a bus or you're in a restaurant and the wrong little altercation happens, people are just going full retard. People are just saying all kind of madness.
Facts.
So that's what I'm trying to say. People are saying all kind of madness, but things can go left quick. So I'd say, like, I'm giving the message to both parties involved, like, know what you're doing, and know what you're doing. Because even people are like, oh, nah, my man, he wouldn't get in trouble because he was the one who was being abused. People, they're going to say mental health. All they're going to say is, my man's mentally ill.
A few people said that in the comments.
That's all it'll be. That's all they'll say. My man's mentally ill. You should have known better. Now, that brother could be a teacher, a PE teacher. He could be anything. He could have any kind of career going for himself, which, let's keep it real, in today's world, that's not an easy thing to maintain. And even if you are maintaining that, you're dealing with all the pressures of life anyway. So you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage. That's all I say to a man.
There he goes. That's that angry black man from the video.
Yeah, man. Because that's what you got to remember, you know, that's what they want. They want man to kick off. I always say it to brothers, even enough brothers that are in the workplace. And I always tell brothers, like, they want you to switch in it. So once you switch, they can say, see, I told you. See, I told you my man was a nutter. I'm telling man, change the narrative in it. Don't let them control your emotions in it. No matter what kind of buzzwords they use, none of that. Once you control your mind, you control everything, man. Trust me. Facts. Bible facts. But too many men are just switching for nothing. I'm seeing man switching for nothing. Like, even a lot of these videos, it just be like, man shouting. And to me, I get why a lot of them people are saying it's mental health. Because you see some of these dudes getting angry and you're like, why are you even angry? There was nothing to even be angry about with that. But that's just how the game goes, man. That's just how the game goes. That's just how the game goes. So yeah, man. We bubble like crushed grapes, people. People, do not forget, man. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Hit that subscribe button, man. Also, if you haven't already, click the link in the bio down below on the Patreon and jump. Big up the Patreon crew.
Every time.
Every single time, man. So, Stephen, what are you saying, man? Wrap up or what?
Are you wrapping? All right, quick before we get out of here, man. I know I'm going to address this still. What going for that sword lad violation, G?
Yeah, that was horrible, you know.
I can't not talk on that still.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible. That situation was horrible.
Well, like I said to you off air, you see how everyone's fake, though. Look how quickly that died down, G.
Facts.
And also, even when it was going, I feel like, I could be mistaken, but in my humble opinion, I feel like the whole controversy of Liquid Daniel being referred to as Sword Lad was got more coverage than the actual horrific incident, G. I want him to the geezer as well. Them start saying mental health yet?
Yeah, work, man. Boy. They've already said it.
Okay.
They've already said mental health and A, B, or C. You know what I mean?
Let's see if we hear anything about his sentencing. We'll see.
We'll keep our eyes peeled, man. But that was horrible, man.
Of course.
That was horrible. But like I said, you just got to be very, very... That brother there, he does nothing he could have did. That little brother there, there was nothing he could have did because man's just going to school, innit? That's it. Nothing he could have did, just going to school. But what I will say is you definitely have to be very... not him, not related to him. You got to be very aware of your surroundings because there's too much nutters out here, you know?
There's too much maniacs, man. Like, obviously, you know, I know my girl... the little young sister who got stabbed as well going to school. I know there was drama with her friend's boyfriend and all that, but still, he was just another little maniac. Just like you said, you don't know anyone's temperament, blood. Even the geezer on the train, blood. You don't know if he's got something in his waist. But some fam, it's hard, you know. It's hard because as a human being, as a man, you want to react, you know. Like, you want to have your respect. No man wants to be openly disrespected. You know what I'm saying? No person, but obviously, it's male cope. It's males involved. It was male victims. Or at least this one is. And the train video is a male, so I'll keep it from the male perspective for a moment. As a man in it, you don't want your... some of it's ego, blood. You don't want your ego bruised in it. You don't want any violation. But it's hard because sometimes it's the best thing to do is to walk away. But it can be easier said than done.
Very much so. Very much so. Because that, what you have to remember, you know, you see on a train... once my man said it again and he seen that the brother didn't do anything, that kind of put the battery in his back. Because once he said, say that one more time, then he said it, then you've gone to put down coffee. Then my man knows you're not on it. He knows you're not on it because once I tell you to say it again, before it even leaves your mouth, before it even leaves your mouth, a man's going to hold a sweet chin music, you know. A man's going to hold a sweet chin music. The second it comes out your mouth again, but again, a man has to know what he's doing.
Family, I just want to see it. No homo, fam. No diddy, fam. I just want to see a man's lips start twisting, you know, like even if it's a... The man could have said, oh, I was only going to say Nutella. I'm still bang off your face.
Yeah, man, that's it, man. There's no talking. It's either no talking or walk away. It's one or the other. There's no in between, man. But yeah, man, people, Express Truth Show, unfiltered, making Thursdays ever so great again.
Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Most definitely. People, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, man.
We out of here. Like a game of FIFA, but we can't. Grr.
Hi, guys. We get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures, whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well, this is for the man, you know, don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you're ready for road, man. 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.